Today the gospel focuses on the transfiguration of Jesus. Jesus shows a little razzle-dazzle, we could say, the only kind of glory that he showed when he was here on earth, and he only did that before three men, not before crowds, not before thousands of people, like at Fatima with the sun shaking and dancing in the sky and coming down and scaring the people. Our Lord didn't do any amazing things like that in his life, nothing dazzling. And throughout his whole life, living a life of poverty and obscurity for 30 years, teaching us a lesson that we are to live by faith. And faith is sort of blind, it's a darkness, it's no frills and no thrills and no excitement. All that is saved for the next life, all that is saved for heaven, where the business of heaven is to have fun, to enjoy ourselves, to live in the bliss of happiness with God and the saints and the angels. That's all reserved for the next life. In this life we can't know God through the senses, we can't know him experientially, and we can't know heaven experientially either. Is far greater, far beyond our experiences. So we can't know God in that sense. So anything, we can't identify God with anything we can feel or touch or see in this life. You know, God gives us these things, these enjoyments and pleasures and happiness is in this life to sustain us, to give us a sort of a hint of the next life. But we can never identify these things with God himself or heaven. We can only live by faith. God wants us to live by faith, because with faith we can show a pure love for God. We can exercise our pure will, which is the love for God. Love for God, not for anything I get, not any taking, receiving, getting, this me stuff. You know, he doesn't want us to do that. He wants us to live by faith, giving from our heart, without receiving, without expecting anything in return. That's pure love. And so we want our faith to be as pure as it can be, not seeking things in this life beyond what we need. You know, God knows we need consolations at times, especially as beginners, we need consolations to sustain us. But the more we grow and mature in our faith, the less and less we should expect and need from these stimulations, we can say, which are not God himself. They come from God at times. So we shouldn't be identifying these things with him and expecting them. We should instead be in this orientation of giving to our Lord, giving of our heart, giving of our work, our sacrifices, even our sufferings and pains in the cross. You know, what a paradox. The cross in this life, but joy and happiness in the next. And even in the midst of the crosses, God wants us to have joy. He wants us to be happy carrying our crosses. He wants us to be happy. He wants us to be cheerful givers, to be joyful in the midst of the sorrows of this life, happiness in this life and the next in that sense. So we look at the transfiguration, God, Jesus glorifying himself to sustain the apostles, to sustain them when they see their hero, their everything. They have sacrificed everything for Jesus. He was their whole life. They have given up everything for him, and he knows that they're going to be crushed by it. Their faith is going to be shaken, and he needed to sustain them. Even though he told them many times that he was going to be humiliated and tortured and put to death and crucified and mistreated. But he needed to sustain these three principal apostles, Peter, James, and John, to sustain the others. And we too need to be sustained at times by consolations in this life until we can live by a more and more pure faith, more and more pure will to do God's will, to serve him, to work, to sacrifice, and to offer ourselves up to God. And this is a gradual weaning ourselves from the things of this life and from our own pleasures and our own selfish desires. desires, this weaning of ourselves away, more and more charity, greater and greater charity to God and to our neighbor, not seeking the extraordinary, but seeking nothing, seeking this faith, which has nothing attached to it, no strings attached, just a pure love for God, a pure giving to Him. This is what we want to be for God, living for Him, living entirely for Him, to serve Him alone without expecting anything in this life unnecessarily. So we pray for that grace to strengthen our faith, to be more and more absorbed in focusing on God and serving Him and doing for Him and taking less and less, giving more and more to Him.